This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization warns that health services in Gaza have suffered catastrophic damage. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We are seeing a complete collapse of the higher level infrastructure of the Gazan health system.
WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan says the concentration of refugees is driving up the risk of epidemics.
It really has been heavy rain. It has flooded a lot of the makeshift camps, and it is generating all kinds of risks.
Ryan says only 10 of Gaza's 36 hospitals are now functioning in any way at all and will likely be overwhelmed in the coming weeks.
5,500 women are going to give birth in the next month. 15% of them will need a cesarean section. 25% of their children will be born preterm.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, the White House says that it is closer than ever to a deal to release the more than 230 hostages held by Hamas, but that it did not have an update to share as of Monday.
With reports that a deal appears close at hand for Hamas to release the hostages it has been holding since its October 7th massacre of 1,200 Israelis, the White House said it is working on winning their release hour by hour, but did not have any news of an agreement to share Monday. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 13,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel since the war began last month. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
And Israeli forces continue battling the Hamas militants around a hospital in northern Gaza, where thousands of patients and displaced people have been sheltering for weeks. Fighting has raised Palestinian fears of another painful standoff and evacuation of a medical facility after recent clashes near another hospital in Gaza City. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin continued a visit to Ukraine on Monday to reassure Ukrainian leaders that the United States will continue to support the country in its fight against Russia. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babish traveling with the secretary.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday and his cabinet to discuss the immediate winter fight and long-term security planning for Ukraine. The surprise stop comes amid concern that U.S. support for Ukraine could be wavering as U.S. attention shifts to the conflict in the Middle East. Zelensky told Austin that his coming to Ukraine was an important signal for Ukrainians at this difficult time.
The word thankful to American people. They have with us all these difficulties.
Reporting in Kyiv, I'm Carla Babb, VOA News.
Innovations in food production could alleviate hunger for millions of people, according to Britain, which hosted a global summit on Monday. Critics say the focus on technology ignores a real driver of food shortages, that's growing inequality and poverty.
The host, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, said mobilizing global finance and partnerships to drive innovation would alleviate food insecurity.
To drive cutting-edge research on flood-tolerant rice, disease-resistant wheat, and much more. These innovations will reach millions across the poorest countries.
Sunak said climate change, conflict, the aftermath of COVID-19, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine are the main drivers of current food insecurity. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A divided federal appeals court has ruled that private individuals and groups such as the NAACP do not have the ability to sue under a key section of the Federal Voting Rights Act. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The decision contradicts decades of precedent and could further erode protections under the landmark 1965 law. In a 2-1 decision, a panel of the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals based in St. Louis found that only the U.S. Attorney General can enforce Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. It requires political maps to include districts where minority populations' preferred candidates can win elections. An NAACP official in Arkansas, where the case originated, called the ruling devastating. It's likely the case eventually will make its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Norman Hall.
An Italian tribunal has convicted 207 people and sentenced them to a combined 2,100 years in prison on charges related to their membership in Italy's organized crime syndicate. It took over an hour and 40 minutes to read aloud the court's findings on Monday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.